Hello?
Yes, hi, good morning. Is this Mona?
Yes.
Hi, Mona. My name's Jesse. I'm here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Hey, thank you. Good. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. Your request actually just was forwarded over to me. It looks like you were interested in possibly getting some Google marketing.
Yes.
Okay, okay.
And I also need a website.
Okay. How did you hear about us?
My husband has been with you guys for a little bit.
Oh, okay. What's your husband's name?
Amar Khalil.
Oh, okay. What's his business?
It's A-rated garage doors.
Okay, perfect. Because I don't know if you guys are aware, but actually, if you do sign up with us, and we do have a referral program, so if you're with us for 2 months, then he gets a month free. So,
nice.
Yeah, so I just want to find him, make sure I can credit that. You said it's A-rated garage doors?
Yeah, like, just, I think it's A-rated.
Okay.
Like A-plus rated kind of thing, A-rated. A-rated garage doors, sales and repair. I'm not sure if it's, he used all that. A-rated garage doors, sales and repair. But his, you can look up his name or phone number, right?
Oh, yeah. What's his phone number? That would be
772-233-7238.
Okay. All right.
Do you see that?
Yeah, I do. Here. He goes by Tony?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'll make sure and credit that. Okay, perfect. Okay. Yeah, I'll go ahead and credit that to the account here. So now, as far as what is it that you're looking for specifically? Just some Google marketing, website, you know, are you wanting to get your name more out there? What kind of are you looking for?
So, yeah, I'm opening up my business in Port St. Lucie, Florida. I'm an acupuncturist.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have anything ready. I have been on Google like a couple of years ago when I hired someone to make me a website and then they stole it and ran away with it. And now it's just like sitting there with no website or and a wrong phone number because I had a Google number for a while and then the number got deleted a few weeks ago for no reason, I guess because we forgot to call it. Anyways, I haven't been doing acupuncture because I'm also a nurse and I started doing travel nursing and I just didn't have time for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then now that I'm not nursing anymore, I've been doing acupuncture for the last year, for another business. I recently stopped working there and I wanted to pursue my own business and get that going. Because I drive for like an hour and a half to get there. So I wanted to, like, sit near my home and open up a spot. So I found a location, and I just wanted to basically, like, you know, get it off the ground.
Yeah.
I don't have a website. I don't have a phone number. I just contacted Ring Central to see if we could get a number. I'm just starting from scratch, you know, so, like, I need to get everything.
Okay, okay. Absolutely. I mean, there's definitely a lot we can help with. I would suggest, for you either our pro or our platinum package. It would essentially have everything that you're wanting. We'd get you, you know, the brand awareness, get you the website, get you on Google's first page, get you some directory listings, as well as getting you, on mobile devices. And then of course it does come with the customized tracking and reporting system.
Hold on one second. Amar, you have which deal do you have with Local Splash, the pro or platinum?
right now we're just posting like
Oh, okay. Did it make your website? Yeah. He's saying that he's like paying $199, but he also got a website from you guys. Is that one of the deals that you have? I'm not sure which one that was.
Yeah, so it looks like he actually has had a few things with us. He was doing the $299 package, and then now he's doing the $199. It just is really dependent on if you want ad spend or not. That's kind of the only difference in the payment. So basically, the $299 package has $100 of ad spend into Facebook ads, and the $199 package doesn't. So, but it would still cover the Google's first page, getting you on mobile devices, getting you the top directory listings, the website, and then also the fully customized tracking and reporting system for the $199.
Oh, what's a porting system exactly?
No, the customized tracking and reporting. So it reports everything on the back end of the account. You know, like all the keywords you're listed for, you know, how many clicks you're receiving. You can even see the location of the searches that are performed. I mean, you know, we don't want you to just take our word for everything. You know, we want you to actually be able to see the back end of the account.
How do I see it? Like, where do I go to see it?
It's through an app. So you're given a login credentials to an app that has your business and then the information, and then it tracks all the stuff coming from Google.
Is it like on a local, like with Local Splash website, or is it like a completely different app?
No, it's with Local Splash. Yeah. Actually we created an app recently, for the dashboard. It was just online before, but we're creating an app. So it's coming out with that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the same thing your husband had. He should have had access to a reporting dashboard.
Yeah, I don't like talk to him about it because he has his own business and I've been working, so like we're not like discussing anything. Like I don't know what he's doing. All I know is that he referred like you guys to me, and I'm getting all my questions answered because he didn't really say anything about it other than they can help you call them. You know what I mean? So.
Oh, okay. Well, that helps me out a little bit more. Now I know. But yes, no. So it does come with a fully customized tracking and reporting system. So you'll be able to see everything on the back end of your account there.
Oh, okay. All right, good. Yeah, I have like a lot of things that I have to do. I'm in the middle of getting it all done. I'm just trying to like talk to you about what to do next. So like, is it just like a monthly fee of $199 or $299?
Yes. So
and do you guys go
be
into my Facebook account?
Do you have one for your company already?
Yes. Yeah,
so
I have it's connected to my Facebook. My private and my business one are like connected. I can go between the both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, normally that's how it is for like messaging purposes. So we would just be managers on your, business profile. We wouldn't, you know, take it over or anything like that. Nothing that we create for you, we would take over or, you know, hold hostage or anything like that. I mean, I'm really sorry that actually happened to you. It's pretty unfortunate that there are companies out there that do things like that. But, any of the content that we make is yours. You know, it's just like, for instance, I've never seen anybody cancel on profit, but if you decided you didn't want to continue, then if you do the $299, obviously we wouldn't put in the ad spend anymore. And if you did just the $199, then you would just fall off the first page, right? But those clicks, the impressions, the reviews, the Google business profile we create, all that stuff will always be yours. That'll never go away.
And even like the website?
Well, the website, the domain name, do you own a domain name?
Not right now. I have to get one.
Okay. We can get you.
Get one.
No, we can get you one. It's just if for whatever reason, if you decided you didn't want to continue, You would just need to pay $99 for the domain name, and then it would be a $49 monthly hosting fee. So in order to have content on a website anywhere, you have to have somebody hosting it. So, you know, you like Wix, GoDaddy, whatever, you know, in order to have content, you have to pay, right? That would be the only thing if you decided you didn't want to continue. I mean, the website is still yours. You just would need to pay for the content.
So is the website with GoDaddy? Because I've used GoDaddy in the past. I've had a couple websites, so I don't know if you guys use GoDaddy or do you guys use something else?
No, we use WordPress.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, is that their monthly fee? Is that why, that's because, like, they charge the $49 a month to have it? Is that what that is? Or, like, who am I paying the $49 to? Is it to you or to the WordPress?
No, it's to us. Our company creates the websites. So that's, you know, just like you would pay GoDaddy to create the website and the content, it's the same thing with us. So that would be exactly the same. We
now, question. I'm pretty good. I see. Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry for interrupting you.
No, you're fine.
My brain.
You're fine. Totally fine.
I'm so sorry. If I make my own website, because I'm pretty good at it, I've done it before in the past, and I know what I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys able to just take that website and run with it, and then help me out with that website that I already created?
So we don't actually do anything to anybody else's website. I would really suggest that you just go with the website that we create, only because there's a lot of, like, back-end stuff that, you know, even if you're good at making websites, you wouldn't really know about, like, you know, the backlinks and the keyword and that we put in, the type of keywords that need to show up to be relevant to the content that you're trying to get business for. You know, so, I mean, it's just a lot of, like, little things that isn't just necessarily about the way that it looks, but also about the, like, coding and back end and, you know, how you're actually going to get traction from it. So our websites are mobily optimized, managed, maintained. They're 100% Google compliant. I mean, that in itself, you know, if there's one little thing off with Google as far as a website goes, then they just won't promote your website. Like, they'll keep it down. So you want to make sure that everything is accurate and correct and that it's all Google compliant. So I would just really
suggest who's the one making it? Who, like, for example, like, I'm an acupuncturist and I have things that I want to say about myself and blah, blah, blah. And then there's things that I want maybe someone to create. So who's making these websites? Are they, like, someone that knows about my business? Do they know about acupuncture? Like, how do they... You know, how do they come up with all the information?
Yeah, so you do have an onboarding call, and the onboarding call, that's when they go over all of that with you. So they go over any type of mission statement, you know, what kind of services you're wanting, what specifically you're wanting to be seen, any pictures you might have. You would go over that with them during the onboarding call. And then... Also, the great thing with our websites here is that you get access to them as well at any given time. So we create the website, we'll build it, manage, maintain it, but in the reporting dashboard, if you wanted to change something to it, you can do that yourself. So you get complete freedom to the website through the back end of the account to be able to change wording, pictures. I mean, if you don't want to, of course, we can take care of it, you know, but you can absolutely do that as well.
Yeah, I understand. Okay, that sounds really good. I just want to know, like, I don't know if I should, how does this all work? Like, does someone call me later?
So I'm just going to go ahead and get the Google Business Profile set up here. So I just would need to get some kind of basics about the company. Now, your first name, it's just Mona, right?
Mm-hmm.
And last name is Kali?
Is that right? Khalil.
Khalil, okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
All right. Because I really wasn't able to find much for you online, so I'm starting from scratch, personally. normally, I'm able to find a little bit more information online first, but there really wasn't anything for you. Okay, and what's the best email for you?
You can use Mona Khalil and then D like dog O M like Mary at gmail.com.
Okay. Wait, so Mona Khalil D what? Sorry.
D and then the letter O and then the letter M. D O
M. M as in Mickey.
Yeah, like Mickey or Mona. So
okay.
Like it's I'm a doctor of Oriental medicine.
Oh, okay.
So it's O M, which is like my license.
Okay.
And for Mona Khalil D O M at gmail.com. That one I like to use for my business, but
okay. So you were doing traveling nursing like all during COVID, huh? It sounds like.
Yeah, and it's been crazy.
I can imagine. I can't, I wouldn't even know what that would be like. That sounds like it was a pretty crazy time. But traveling nurses were making a lot of money, weren't they? Wasn't that like the route to go then, kind
of? That's why I did it.
Yeah, I heard they were making bang.
Well, luckily I didn't have to travel too far. I would drive back and forth, so I was driving at least 2 hours a day.
Well, I was waking
up at 5 a.m. and driving there until 6:30 in the morning. Then
but you're in Florida
work,
too, right? So it was like, it must have been more interstate in Florida. I can't even imagine what it was like there. Jeez.
I got lucky because I went to like a rural town about an hour north from me.
Okay.
And I got to go. You know, it was, I liked it, but the problem is that the patients were just getting crazier and crazier because Florida was getting more saturated with a bunch of people from God knows where. And the first, when I got there, the patients were like amazing and nice and sweet, and then they became crazier and crazier.
You know, I totally understand. I not to like sound depressing or anything, but I lost my grandma to COVID. So, I mean, I get it, you know, and she was kind of on that bandwagon, you know, of like, just like, I don't know, the ivermectin and all of that, you know, and it was just kind of unfortunate to see how it was like warping people, you know, like it's, I don't know. But anyways, I'm sorry. I don't mean to get like depressing. I haven't talked to any of the nurses that actually, you know, went through that. And I think it's just really incredible what you guys did, you know, being on the front line of everything. I think it's amazing. So I really commend you for that. But anyways, what would be the best address for you?
So my home address is 681 Southwest Millard Drive, M-I-L-L-A-R-D Drive, Port St. Lucie,
okay, perfect,
Florida 34953.
Okay, and then is this where you actually see people?
No.
Okay, so you have an office. Do you want to? It probably would be better to put the office for the Google Business Profile. But I'm assuming that would be your billing address, right?
So yeah, my billing address would be my home address. You know, I'm trying to get my business license, so, like, I just was on that website before you called me. I haven't done that yet, so I'm just, like, trying to get my business license first, and I'm hoping everything goes well with that because they have to do, like, I don't know, like, the zoning and making sure I can go there, so now I'm, like, a little concerned. I'm just like, oh, God. I already signed the lease for 1 year, so...
Oh, really? Okay. So what, is there like some reason that they might not give you the license or?
I mean, like, I think it should be fine. Like, I don't think, cause I'm a healthcare provider. It needs to be like, kind of like okay for a healthcare facility, but I think it should be fine because the last person in there was a nurse. So I don't know why it would be a problem. But,
yeah.
I saw that information. I'm like, oh crap, what the hell?
Well, what does the zoning information mean exactly? Like, what is that? Like, just for the building, or?
I guess. I don't know any of this stuff. I'm a healthcare provider. Like, I don't care about this stuff.
I don't know about any of it either. So, I've just never heard of that. I mean, because it's
odd that they would say that when the building is already there, you know? Like, it's like, I don't know why any zoning would be an issue if it's already there. But, I mean, it should be fine, you know? I doubt you'll have any issues.
I hope so. I just need to get my license, and I have to, my business has been inactive for a couple of years now because I haven't paid FunBiz, which is like the Florida incorporation, I guess like the filing.
Okay.
So now I have a huge fee to pay to get my business back active.
Okay.
And I'm in the middle of doing all this as well. So like, you know, I just kind of like randomly talked to you guys because I need that website going and everything, but like I still have a little bit of the back end to do with like getting my license and then getting my business active again.
Okay.
But, you know, it's been a lot.
I mean, this is actually, it might be better that you started this now anyways, because I don't know, maybe you don't know, but it does take a little bit of time to get on the first page of Google, or even to get on Google, period. That's why I was asking for your address, is they need to mail a PIN verification. So it'll come in the mail, and you just verify the address. So I think that at least for the Google business profile, we should probably put the business address.
Yeah.
And then obviously for billing, it would be your address. But what is the business address?
Oh, okay. Let me go ahead and give that to you. Hold on a second. It's like 2717 Southwest East Calabria Circle. So 2717 and then Southwest and then the word East. And then Calabria is Calabria Circle.
Okay. What is your business name?
Acupuncture. So it's ACUPUNCTURE. And then the word and, A-N-D. And then the word herb, H-E-R-B.
Mm-hmm.
And then the word solutions with an S, so S-O-L-U-T-I-O-N-S, acupuncture and herb solutions, and that's an incorporation, INC, but I do my taxes every year on it. It's just that I never filed with the FunBiz.
Okay, perfect. Okay, got it.
I should have, because I probably would have saved a lot of money.
If you had filed, or like ran the business, is that what you're saying?
Like if you like miss by one day to file it, they'll charge you $400. And I think that's what happened. And then I was like, okay, you know what? I'm just nursing anyway. I'll just do it later. And then I never did it. And then 3 years later, sat there. So now that they want like $1,400, they want money to get it back.
You can't just open up a new business.
I just don't want to because I've had this for so long. I've had it for about, like, 15 years.
Okay. And yeah, that makes sense.
It doesn't make sense for me to, like, start a brand new business and all this stuff. It's, like, something I've had. And
even if
I incorporate the new business, it might cost me $1,000.
So,
really? This is, like, it's almost the same thing just to open up for $1,400.
Yeah, that makes sense.
They won't. Like, it's almost the same money.
Okay. Well, let me just go ahead here and get some basics about the company then, Mona. And then anything I mention here is going to be included, so it won't cost you anything additional. But what are going to be your hours of operation? Like, when would you like to be taking phone calls?
I'm trying to think. I'm thinking... Right now, like, I'm going to start at 10 a.m. and end at, like, 5.
Okay. 10 to 5 Monday through Friday, Monday through Sunday.
Yeah, Monday through Friday.
Okay. And then the best way to contact you, is that going to be phone, text, email, all the above?
who's going to contact me, the customers or you guys?
Well, both. I mean, do you have a preference for either or?
I prefer text messages, but I don't want to use my cell phone number for my business. That's why I spoke with Ring Central. I'm about to speak with them because I'm about to get another number.
Okay.
I just don't have the number for my business yet. I just have my cell phone because I want to get a new number. And I just want to let you know that, like, there's no acupuncturists around here except for maybe, like, one or two in my area. So I'm going to probably be on the first page because I was on the first page last time.
Okay.
Like, there's only, like, two acupuncturists here in this whole city.
Oh, really?
Or maybe one. Yeah. There's, like, maybe one or two. But there's a lot of chiropractors here, but that's different.
Yeah, I don't trust chiropractors, personally. Yeah, I don't know. I've just seen so many bad things happen, you know, with chiropractors. My best friend, though, her mom owns a acupuncture business in Minnesota, and she actually came from Germany and opened up a business doing acupuncture and raised four girls on her own, you know, and put them all through private school just doing that, acupuncture, and having her own business. I think it's pretty cool, you know, to raise, you know, a whole family off your own business coming to a new country, you know.
Yeah, that's amazing. Not everybody's that lucky. There's a lot of poor acupuncturists.
Yeah, you know, I think it's also the fact the school that she sent her daughters to. So I went to a private school called Waldorf, and it's like really like, you know, kind of like hippie, like herbs and, you know, homeopathic remedies, you know, so it's really that people that go to that school, like, love, you know, the parents, like, all love acupuncture and stuff like that, so.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm sure that probably helped her.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, so now, you do have a Facebook business profile, or?
I do.
Okay.
Acupuncture and Herb Solutions.
Okay. Is it ink or just,
Let me go to it and... It's just Acupuncture and Herb Solutions, and there's a picture of me with my lab coat and scrubs.
Okay.
And I have, like, 190 followers. Right now.
Let's see if I can find him 1 second. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Yeah, I think I found it. You said it's a picture of you. You're, like, in a lab coat, right?
Mm-hmm. And then you'll see acupuncture solutions in the background with some grass.
Yeah, perfect. Awesome. Got that here.
I do have a logo, but it's not, like, on there. It's on the... when I posted February 9th, there's a logo there, but the one that I like is the black one. This one's the white one. It has, like, flowers and the symbol.
All right. Okay, got all the information I need here. Now, Mona, let's go ahead and schedule your onboarding call. Now, are you going to want to do the $199 or the $299? I mean, honestly, for you, actually, I would really actually suggest the $199 right now. And then once you get everything up and going, then I would suggest adding some ad spend. But I don't think it would make much sense for you right now because the Facebook ads we get going within about 7 to 14 days, and it doesn't sound like maybe you'd have everything quite ready by then. So I would just suggest this right now and then doing that later on. Does that sound good?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely, I don't know if it takes 2 weeks to do it, the ads you said?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Oh, okay. I'm just trying to think, because I'm trying to get everything done. I don't know. I'll have to think about it. But just give me a few, you know, moments, because I'm not sure.
Yeah, no, take your time.
But yeah, I think you're right, just because of the fact that I don't even have my number yet, but.
Yeah.
But I am trying to get everything done, by next week. I'm like in a hurry because I just quit my job, you know, so.
Okay.
I'm trying to get everything done by like next week so I can be up and running and at least get some cash patients.
Okay.
I'm trying to get with the VA, so the veterans. The veterans can get acupuncture under the VA.
Oh, really?
And,
okay. That's
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, so I'm trying. Yeah, it's really awesome because they get a lot of sessions. They get at least 12, and then they can get more, like 8 every single time to get reapproval.
Wow.
And the VA covers everything. So right now, all my patients are veterans.
Oh, that's cool.
And, but for me to get approved with the VA, it takes about 3 months. So
wow.
I already called them like 3 weeks ago and set up, but I need to like wait.
Yeah.
But until then, I need to get patients so I can have like some money coming in.
Mm-hmm.
But so anyways, we'll think about that. Just it's probably going to be the $199 right now, and then you can switch over when I'm
okay.
Ready.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I mean, absolutely. So those Facebook ads, again, we can get those up and running fairly quickly. So, I mean, if at any point you decide you wanted to add those on, it just is an extra $100. So, I'll put that in right now for the $199. Hold on 1 second. Okay.
Can you hold on just for a minute?
Yeah, sure. Take your time.
Hello, I'm back.
Okay, perfect. So I have that here now. For the onboarding call, Mona, do you want to do today from 4 to 5?
Okay, do you think I should do it today or I should wait?
I mean, you can wait until tomorrow, if you want to do that. That's totally fine, too.
Yeah, let me wait until tomorrow. I'm not feeling that wonderful right now. Like, you can hear my voice.
Yeah.
My kid got me a little sick.
Yeah.
I just, have a lot to think about and everything. So maybe we could do it tomorrow. I don't know, you guys are in California, but are you guys local? You're not local, right? Because you called me from a local number.
Yeah, no, we're in California. The earliest I would be able to have somebody call would be 10 a.m., and the latest would be 6.
Oh, okay. All right, let's, I think, okay, let's do it in the afternoon. I would say, like, is 3 o'clock okay?
Well, so I can do 2 or 4, but 3 o'clock they take their lunch.
Oh, okay. Sorry, that's right.
No, no, it's fine. You didn't know. It's just any time between 10 and 6 other than 3.
That's fine. How long does the onboarding take?
It usually is about 20 to 30 minutes, depending on how many questions you have.
Oh, okay. All right. So we'll do the 4 o'clock.
Okay. All right, perfect. So it'll be from 4 to 5, Mona. The whole call will not last an hour. Just allow that hour in case they're finishing up with somebody before you, okay?
Sure.
So, and they will be calling you from the 877 number. I just suggest it's best to save it on file or save it in your phone so that you know who's calling when they call, just because most people don't answer 877 numbers. So if you want to write it down or save it in your phone.
Okay, hold on. Yeah, local slash. Okay, what's the phone number?
It's 877 635
6225. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I have the account all set up here, Mona. Now, are you going to be using a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
A Visa.
Okay. And I'm ready for that card number whenever you are.
So you're doing the $199 now?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Oh.
That's what you wanted to do, right?
Right. Let me get my... If I wanted, is this card going to be done every month? And if I wanted, like, can I change the card?
Yeah, absolutely. So I will read what's called the voice verification. It outlines the service agreement with us. And in there, it will say that it is billed every month, but you can absolutely change the card on file at any point.
Okay. All right, so this number is 4147-0995.
Mm-hmm.
7142-8752.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then the expiration?
1127.
Okay. And then the security code?
474.
Okay. Okay, perfect. So, and I'm sorry, one more time. I just need the billing address one more time.
You know, I'm trying to think, maybe they should just call me today. If
okay.
You know, I don't have a number. If they call me today, I don't have a number, like, what do I do?
Well, they would just call this number, for the onboarding call.
I know, but, like, don't I need to have, like, a registered phone number for my business and all that ready?
I mean... No, not necessarily, but I mean, I think it probably would be a good idea. It's just that, they still need to mail out the PIN verification. So they still need to verify your address before, they even worry about, like, the phone number that's on it, right? So, I mean, either way, you could just at least get started and let them know that, you don't have a phone number and you'll be getting one tomorrow, or, you know, you can just wait till tomorrow to do the call.
Mm, okay. All right. Whatever.
Either way.
We'll just keep it tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. We'll just keep it till tomorrow.
Okay. So, and then I'm sorry, what was the billing address again?
Oh, sorry. 681 Southwest Millard Drive. Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34953.
Perfect. Kind of funny how your guys' streets are all, like, southwest, east. You know, they have, like, yeah, multiple points of origin.
I don't know why they do that.
Yeah. All right. Perfect. Here. Okay. So I have all the information I need here, Mona. Now I'm going to go ahead and update and process the payment for the $199. I'm going to read to you the voice verification. This is actually just because I have you on a discounted pricing program, not normally advertised. So as I walk you through this, if there's anything that you don't understand or you need me to clarify, just stop me and let me know, and I'll rephrase the question, okay? So it's welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and is to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Acupuncture and Herb Solutions.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Dr. Mona Khalil, owner and CEO.
And you're authorized to enter into agreement on behalf of this business, correct?
Correct.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Correct.
So now, Mona, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Now, part of being actively involved in your campaign is I am sending you over an email right now. It's going to say action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. So the email, it's going to just need some pictures for the Google Business Profile. So if you could reply to this email before your client interview tomorrow, that'd be super helpful in speeding up the process. If you don't have everything on there, totally fine. Just send in what you can. But it's going to ask for, like, you know, it'll say things like tools and work equipment. You know, I mean, obviously for like that, you know, just if you take a picture of the things that you use, like the acupuncture equipment, then business license and insurance. I know you don't have that yet, so you don't have to send it in. Or if you have a business card, business registration, any of that stuff, if you have any of it, if you could just reply to that email with it, that'd be great.
The one that
now,
you sent me?
Yeah, I just sent it.
Okay. So I got this one. It says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Is that the one?
No. It might just be a second time, but it says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification.
Oh, okay. All right. Now it's here.
Okay, perfect. So now, Mona, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So what this means is that we will never call you asking for more money, and if any other marketing company calls you, just simply let them know that you're working with us already. I am going to set up a security question with you on your account, so if you have any question about who's calling, just ask them this question, and they'll have to give the response you've given me today. So you pick from one of these three. It's mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one of those would you like?
Mother's maiden name.
Okay. What was that?
It's D-E-R-A. Dera.
Okay. Wonderful. All right. So now, Mona, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash within a 24-hour period?
Yes.
And in hiring us as your certified marketing representative, if you decide to do any other online marketing during the term of your agreement, do you agree to disclose that?
Okay.
And basically just what that means is if you do anything else online, which you won't need to, just let us know, just so we know it's not in conflict with something that we're already doing with you. So,
okay.
So now, Mona, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged in today's date, February 22nd. 2024, and the non-refundable amount of $199.
Now, this is going to be a recurring payment. So when the term is completed, it will automatically renew on the 22nd of the month in the amount of $199. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent your charges from the next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. So do you agree and understand to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So we're all done there. We're almost all done here. Now, Mona, the last thing that I need from you is I know you've gotten a few text messages, but here, let me just send you this link by itself. 1 second. All right. So I'm sending you over a link right now. Let me know when this comes through. Just through text.
Okay.
Okay. Now, if you can do me a favor and open that up, it's going to take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. This is just everything that we discussed in writing. So you can take your time, look this over. Just everything included would be the Google Business Profile Optimization, the directory submissions, the website, the advanced reporting, and live client support. So once you're done looking that over, if you could press the 2 boxes at the bottom and then type out your box, type out your name in the orange box. And when you're done with that, press confirm signature and let me know.
Okay. All right. I think I have a phone call coming in soon because I made an appointment with Ring Central.
You're done. That's pretty much it. You signed that, right? Did it take you to a username and login?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's going to be for your reporting dashboard. You'll get the login credentials for that within 5 to 7 business days. So other than that, Mona, I do want to congratulate you and welcome you to the Local Splash family. Just look out for that call tomorrow, and if you could reply to that email. Other than that, you're pretty good to go. Did you have any questions at all? Or?
No, thank you. I appreciate your help.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can do that.
Okay. Yes, just anything that, you know, you think of, just make sure to ask them in your client interview, and you're more than welcome to call in and if you think of anything else, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, Mona, thanks a lot. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.